From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United States welcomed Chinese President Xi Jinping to the White House today for talks with President Barack Obama, expected to focus on difficult issues, including China's alleged cyber intelligence gathering, Beijing's economic practices, and territorial disputes in the South China Sea.
Across more than two centuries, Americans and Chinese have traded together. Chinese immigrants helped build our railroads and our great cities. The United States is enriched by millions of proud Chinese Americans, including those who join us here this morning. So this visit reflects a history of friendship and cooperation between our two great peoples.
President Xi, beaming, said relations between China and the U.S. are at a new starting point as he headed into the executive mansion with the president. Mr. Xi arrived in Washington Thursday after a stopover in Seattle in the western United States, where he tried to assure American companies of favorable investment climate in his country. In a report released Thursday, Human Rights Watch alleges Rwandan authorities are unlawfully keeping members of a societal segment, including sex workers, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals, in an unofficial detention center in the capital of Kigali. Rwanda's justice minister said all Rwandan detention facilities are in accordance with UN standards and called the report preposterous. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly today, Pope Francis. The 78-year-old pontiff used his address to pursue his agenda of ecological progress and cutting pollution, calling for peace and a united effort on the migrant crisis. With his address now complete, the Pope has moved on to a multi-faith service where the World Trade Center once stood before terrorist attacks leveled it in 2001. This is VOA News. Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner announced today that he will step down at the end of October, giving up the congressional seat he has held since 1990. Boehner says he will work and serve as Speaker until he planned to serve until the end of last year, but stayed on in order to provide continuity to the Republican conference and the House. But the intense infighting between the Republican Party's establishment leadership and hardcore conservatives has repeatedly threatened Boehner's leadership and split the GOP caucus, with right-wing challenges on everything from federal spending to anti-abortion fights. Boehner supports much of the agenda but disagrees on whether to implement it by shutting down the government. President Barack Obama will meet with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin during the UN General Assembly session next week. The White House says Mr. Obama has accepted President Putin's invitation for a chance to address Russia's interference in Ukraine. A Russian government official says Mr. Putin wants to discuss Syria. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says he will seek support for his country's efforts to block the flood of migrants at its southern border with Croatia, sealing the border as Hungary did with Serbia. This as Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić and the European Commissioner for European Neighborhood Policy and Enlargement Negotiations, Johannes Hahn, visited a reception center for migrants close to Serbia's border with Croatia on Friday. During a media briefing, Hahn commented on Croatian accusations that Serbia was not adequately policing their side of the common border, saying he didn't like seeing humanitarian issues mixed up with other issues, meaning political ones.
We have to separate, we have to be clear, and it's our humanitarian obligation to find ways and solutions to help these people in an adequate and human way, and this is why I'm here.
Thousands of migrants have been crossing from Serbia into Croatia on their way to northern Europe. Iran, which suffered the worst losses in Thursday's stampede by Hajj pilgrims that killed at least 717 people near Mecca, is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran today, with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the accident, which caused the deaths of at least 131 Iranian nationals. In addition to the immense number of deaths, more than 900 other people were injured. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of pilgrimage procedures. Regardless of the investigation results, the king says the improvement of the methods and mechanism of the Hajj season will not stop. The country's health minister says that the pilgrims are to blame and says that they failed to follow instructions from authorities on the site after a small group turned around mid-flow on Thursday and caused the crush, a deadly one. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.